Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 25. Yadricha Loka, Yadrichaya Lokamimam, Prapita Karmavir Brahman,
Prapita Karmavir Brahman,
Swagara Pavarga Yor Dwaram,
Swagara Pavarga Yor Dwaram,
Tirascham Puna Punar Asya Cha,
Tirascham Punar Asya Cha,
Yadrichaya,
Yadrichaya,
carried by the waves of material nature,
carried by the waves of material nature,
Lokam,
Loka,
human form,
Imam,
this, Prapitaha, achieved, Karma B, by the influence of different fruitive activities, Brahman, wandering from one form of life to another, Swarga, to the heavenly planets, Upavargayo, to liberation, Dwaram, the gate, Tirascham,
lower species of life,
Punaha, again, Asya, of the human being, Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the course of the evolutionary process, which is caused by free activities due to undesirable material sense gratification, I receive this human form of life, which can lead one to the heavenly planets, to liberation, to the lower species, or to rebirth amongst human beings. I think we've heard this before, haven't we? Somewhere. Anyone hear this before? No? First time? Oh, that's good. First, who's heard this for the first time? Okay. So it was the first time. Purport. All of the entities within this material world are undergoing the cycle of birth and death, according to the laws of nature. This struggle of birth and death in different species may be called the evolutionary process. But in the Western world, it has been wrongly explained. Darwin's theory of evolution from animal to man is incomplete because the theory does not present the reverse condition, namely evolution from man to animal. In this verse, however, evolution has been very well explained. On the strength of Vedic authority, human life, which is obtained in the course of the evolutionary process, is a chance for elevation, swarga pavarga, or for degradation. Tirascham puna asya cha. If one uses this human form of life properly, he can elevate himself to the higher planetary systems, where material happiness is many thousands of times better than on this planet. Or one may cultivate knowledge by which to become free from the evolutionary process and be reinstated in one's original spiritual life. This is called apavarga, or liberation. Material life is called pavarga, pa-va, ma-ba, and baha. It's from the Sanskrit alphabet. Pavarga set of letters is called is pa, pa, ma, ba, and ba. Because we are subject to five different states of suffering, represented by the letter pa, pa, ba, ba, and ma. Pa means parishrama, very hard labor. Pa, pa means pena, or foam from the mouth. Luckily, we don't work so hard, so we never get that. That's from horses. For example, sometimes we see a horse foaming at the mouth with heavy labor. The only time we ever see that in devotees is when they get angry. We never see them working too hard. Ba means Bhyartam. Bhyartata. Disappointment. In spite of so much hard labor, at the end we find disappointment. Ba means bhaya or fear. Pure life is only always in the blazing fire of fear. Since no one knows what will happen next, except for a good astrologer, they know. That costs a lot of money to find out from them. Finally, ma means mrityu or death. When one attempts to nullify these five different statuses of life, pa, ba, bha, and ma, one achieves a pavarga, a liberation from the punishment of material existence. The word tirascham refers to degraded life. Human life, of course, provides an opportunity for the best living conditions. As Western people think, for the monkeys come the human beings who are more comfortably situated. However, one does not utilize this human form of life for swarga or pravarga, he falls again to the degraded life of animals like dogs and hogs. Therefore, a sane human being must consider whether he will elevate himself to the higher planets, prepare to free himself from the evolutionary process, or travel again through the evolutionary process in the higher and lower grades of life. If one works piously, one may be elevated to the higher planetary systems or achieve liberation and return home, back to Godhead. But otherwise, one may be degraded to a life as a dog, a hog, and so on. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those interested in being elevated to the higher planetary system, Devaloka or Swargaloka, must prepare to do so. Similarly, if one wants liberation, wants to return home back to Godhead, he should prepare himself for that purpose. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the highest movement for the benediction of human society, because this movement is teaching people how to go back home, back to Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 13.22, it's clearly stated that different forms of life are obtained by association with the three modes of material nature. Karna, guna, sangosya, sad, asad, yoni, janmasu. According to one's association with the material qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance in this life, in one's next life one will receive an appropriate body. Modern civilization does not know that because of varied association, material nature, the living entity, although eternal, is placed in different disease conditions, known as the many species of life. Modern civilization is unaware of the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karamani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks themselves performer activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Every living entity is under the full control of the stringent laws of material nature. But rascals think themselves independent. Actually, however, they cannot be independent. This is foolishness. A foolish civilization is extremely risky. And therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to make people aware of their fully dependent condition under the stringent laws of nature, and is trying to save from being victimized by strong maya, which is Krishna's external energy. Behind the material laws is the supreme controller, Krishna. Maya dakshena prakriti siyate sacharacharam. Therefore, if one surrenders unto Krishna, mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite, One may immediately be freed from the control of external nature. Sagunan samiti dayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This should be the aim of life. I haven't had a long purport like that for a while. Yadrichaya lokamimam prapita karma bir brahman swagar pavarga yor dwaram tirascham punar asya. In the course of the evolutionary process, which is caused by fruitive activities due to its undesirable material sense gratification, I have received this human form of life, which can lead to the heavenly planets, to liberation, to the lower species, or to rebirth amongst human beings. Again and again, Prabhupada is repeating the same message, or actually not Prabhupada only, but all the saintly persons repeat the same message, that we have this human form of life and it should be utilized, otherwise we may wind up in another species of life. Most people take this as some kind of joke. Even 60 years ago or more, when there was only like two television programs, and one of them was called Laurel and Hardy. Have you ever heard of that? Laurel and Hardy? Television program. It was quite popular back then. It was two kind of goofy people and their different adventures. One adventure, they turned into, I forget what species of life they turned into. It was kind of like a joke on reincarnation. Little did they know what they were talking about was actually true. In other words, Laurel turned into like a monkey and Harl turned into like a goat or something. But actually, that's probably what they turned into. People don't see Pashanapi na Pashati. They see there are so many species of life, but because they're covered by material nature, they don't actually see. Because they want to exploit these different species of life, therefore Krishna covers them over, so they actually think that these species of life are not alive. They see they're exhibiting certain symptoms of life, like movement and even emotions. They think their dog is part of the family, but they think a cow is just some object. So this is the inconceivable potency of Maya, how she can bewilder people into believing not only the cow is not alive, but they think their own children in the womb are not even alive. So Krishna gives them such intelligence that they can actually degrade themselves as far down as they actually want to go. And they can't even see the symptoms. They think everything is all right. They can't even see the difference between the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion and the mode of goodness. What is the difference? From what are the three animals that wind up as human beings in their next lifetime?
Cow.
What mode of nature?
It's clever. Mode of goodness. Clever.
Mode of goodness. And what else?
Monkey.
What's that?
Cow.
We got the cow. Cow. One cow. And what's the next one? What's that? Lion. Left. What is the word for left here?
Leo.
We said Leo.
In Slovenian?
Yeah.
Leo.
Lev. Almost like Lev.
Almost.
It's Polish. Probably Russian also. So, lion, what mode of nature does a lion take?
Passion.
What is that?
Passion.
And what's the last one?
Yeah.
Monkey. What species of life?
Ignorance.
Ignorance, yes. So, which is the best one to give? Which is the best animal birth?
Ignorance.
Cow. If you take birth of a monkey, is that good? Take birth as a human being in the mode of ignorance, you're probably going to go back to becoming a monkey pretty soon. Yeah, practically the only animal birth which is auspicious is that of a cow. Because only in the mode of goodness, or something like the mode of goodness, then you can actually understand things properly and avoid taking an animal birth again. Urdvam gachati satvasta madhye tishtati rajasa jaganya guna vrittista ado gachati tamasa. Urdvam gachati satvasta. One is in the mode of goodness, he goes upward to the heavenly planets, higher planets. Madhye tishtati rajasa. And in the mode of passion, people take birth again in the middle planetary systems, these earthly planets. And ado gachati tamasa, urdvam gachati satvasta, madhye tishtati rajasa, jaganya aguni vrittista, a horrible agunya vrittista, taking birth in the lower species of life. Ado gachati tamasa, they go down. And there are symptoms. Krishna keeps on telling us what the symptoms. What are the symptoms of one who's going to go down to the lower species? No one knows. Dangerous. You don't know.
Laziness.
Yes, laziness is one of them. What does Krishna say? Why does Krishna push the demons into the lower species of life? Well, this class is going to be quite enlightening. Tanaham vishita kuran samsureshin radhamam shipram yajas from ashubam asrishveva yonishu. What is tanaham dvishita? What does dvishita mean?
Envious.
You're not looking it up, are you?
Not yet.
Quran, what does Quran mean? Quran. Cruel. Like the cruel King Vena is coming, they used to show. Dvitsatsu, you know anyone who's envious? The whole world is just full of envy. Everyone is envious here. Because we're all trying to become Krishna. So we're envious of Krishna. Because we don't like that Krishna's God. Icha dvesha samudena dvandvas dvahena bharata sarabhutani samoham sargeyesh yanti pran pra. All living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the desires and hatred. And what is the root cause of desire and hatred? Anyone know? Ananta, what is the root cause of desire and hatred?
Ignorance.
No, why? Who do we actually hate? What are we desiring?
We want to be Krishna.
Yes, we want to become Krishna, and we hate the fact that we can't become Krishna. That's the root cause of all desire and hate. We may cover it over and make it very glamorous or decorative, whatever it may be. But ultimately, it's all enviousness against Krishna. Vayam dviti anabeshitasya ishadavitasya viparyos viti. So, what is the result of this viparyos viti? This reversing roles, instead of becoming Krishna's servant, we become his competitor. What's the result? What do we get for it? Fear, yes, a good guess. Good guess. Bayam, dviti, bayam. We become fearful. And why do we become fearful? What's that?
We are absorbed in this illusory material world.
We think we're going to die. After all, if you think you're going to die, and you're going to disappear, would that be fearful? If I came, if someone comes up to you with a gun and says, "This is the end," you think, "Oh my God, it's the end." You become fearful because you think now everything is lost. And what's the root cause of fear? Where does fear arise from?
Identifying
with the body. What comes before identification with the body? Attachment and aversion. And what comes before attachment and aversion? Hello, anyone out there? Hi. What's that?
The apparition of Pulsa. It's meditating on the sense objects.
False ego. And what comes before false ego?
Avidya.
Avidya. Ignorance. We don't know things as they actually are and we think things are what they are because we don't have vidya, and we accept avidya because we don't have actual knowledge of our actual identity. Not just theoretically, I'm just knowing that Krishna is God, but actually practically, tatvataha, experiencing Krishna. Therefore, we fall into ignorance. And because we fall into ignorance, therefore we accept something which is unreal, our false ego. And because we accept the false ego, we become immersed in this ocean of attachment and aversion in our minds. And because we're absorbed in the attachment and aversion, therefore we become absorbed in material consciousness. Where in Bhagavad Gita does it say that one becomes absorbed in material consciousness because of attachment and aversion? Dhyayato vishayam bhum sam sangas teshu pujayate. Sangas sanjayate kama, kama krodo pujayate. When we look at the material world and we want to enjoy it, then immediately Maya captures us, and we become desirous. We become inspired, we say. People are inspired. The whole material world is inspired. Well, what is that inspiration? It's a nice way of saying lust. Or sometimes they say love, or inspiration, love. My passion. Yes, your passion. But it says lust. And from that comes greed. If we get what we want, then we want more of it. Just like most wealthy people didn't get wealthy by being overly generous or becoming renounced. Whatever they got, didn't matter if it was a billion or 100, 10 billion, they wanted more and more. And basically speaking, they want to get more from everyone else. Because there's only so much to go around, so they have to learn how to expertly steal from others, bewilder them, to give them more and more and more. Greed. And then greed is never satisfied, and therefore one becomes angry, frustrated. And from that frustration and lust and greed comes delusion. The material nature deludes one, abhivinashitas, which means that one is absorbed in material energy, into a whole drama where we're the hero or the heroine, walking around in the different types of rasas, material rasa, karunya, compassion, or bhaya, or fear, or things like hasya, laughter. Then there's bibhatsa, ghastly rasa. So there's so many different rasas we're absorbed in. Madhurya rasa, whatever, the five principal ones. We just walk around an illusion that we're the center of the universe and that I'm engaged in some kind of rasa. I'm tasting some kind of experience in the material world in one of those five direct or seven indirect rasas. And therefore, in that delusion, we forget any reality that we heard from others or any reality that we experienced about the nature of the self, the soul, or about the existence of God, or even the existence of the mode of goodness. There's such a thing as cleanliness or truthfulness or mercy or austerity, people have forgotten. They don't believe in it anymore, has any value. And they lose their intelligence, their spiritual intelligence. They may learn how to steal and cheat and lie very expertly. They get so much intelligence for that. But intelligence how to become purified and go back to the spiritual world, they forget, they lose whatever knowledge they have of that. And then they fall into the material pool. What does falling into the material pool mean? They go into the lower species of life, to the 8,400,000 species of life. So one has to become aware of this, and so that one can reverse the process. One can gain intelligence. One can regain one's mercy. One can get out of delusion. Do you remember anything in Bhagavad Gita where this process has been explained of getting out of gaining intelligence, regaining memory, and getting out of delusion? At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks Arjuna, what does he ask Arjuna? Basically, he asks Arjuna, have you been sleeping during the class? Arjuna said, wow, that was a really good Krishna book class, wasn't it? No, you rascal, I've been talking Bhagavad Gita. Oh, Bhagavad Gita. That's right, you usually speak Bhagavad Gita, but, you know. Anyhow, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book, it's all the same. No worries. No, Krishna asks Arjuna, have you been awake during this class? And Arjuna said, where am I? What's going on here? No, he said, kachit etat chutam partha, tvaya kagrena chetasa, kachit agana samoha pranatas te dananjaya. Kachit etam chutam partha. Yes, I've been listening. Kachit etam chutam partha. Chutam means chutam. Shruta, I've been listening. Kachit etat shrutam partha. That's what Krishna is asking him. Have you been listening? Kachit etat shrutam partha. Tvaya ekagrena. Ekagrena. What does ekagrena mean, Ananta?
Thank you.
Yes, you didn't sound very convinced. What word is that book that you've been reading? What word is being used? And what is it? What is ekagra? Ekagrata. So Krishna has the same idea in the Bhagavad Gita. Kachit etam sutam partha tvaya ekagrena ekagra. Have you been listening with attention? And what's the test if you're listening with attention? What should happen? Your capacity to eat prasadam grows 10 times.
Your illusion will be dispelled.
Yes, your illusion goes away. Kachit etat shrutam partha tvaya ekagrena chetasa. Kachit agana. What is agana? What is jnana?
Knowledge.
And what is agyana? What's that?
Ignorance.
Kachit agana samoha. What is moha?
Illusion.
And what is samoha?
Dispelled illusion.
Bad guess. What does kirtan mean?
Bliss.
Kirtan means bliss. Well, hopefully it does, but not always. What does kirtan mean? No one knows who kirtan is. We're all. Where are they? Who am I giving this class to? What's that? What is kirtan? Chanting. Now you know what you've been doing all this time. Kirtan, what does sankirtan mean? Ananda, what does sankirtan mean?
Perfect chanting also, or together chanting.
Complete. So what does samoha mean? Samoha. What is that?
So this delusion is completely... All
illusion. All illusion. Complete illusion. You're completely absorbed in illusion. Arjuna was completely absorbed in illusion because he thought these were his relatives and he was his body and he had another duty other than what he had. Everything was off. He was completely in illusion. So what does Arjuna say? Actually, I think I heard what you said and I'm leaving. I'm going home. I'm going to watch the battle on television. CNN has a special on it. Tell me what happened.
If I see you again.
Good luck, Krishna. See you again. Is that what Arjuna said? At the end of Bhagavad Gita?
No.
What did Arjuna say?
He says that now he will fight because his illusion is over.
And what else was over? What else did he get besides his illusion being over? What did he gain?
Knowledge.
Good guess. He got some... Second guess, he got some japa beads and he started chanting these 16 rounds.
Doubts.
What's that?
He had doubts. I think he said that his doubts are...
Those went away too, yeah. But what did he actually gain?
Illusion.
He gained illusion. Oh, all right. That would have been a good game. Nashtamoha. Smritir. What does Smriti here mean?
It's memory.
Memory, yes. Our memory is coming back now. See, again, I regain my memory. Nashta. What does nashta mean? Nashta.
Destroyed.
Yeah, moha.
Illusion.
So my illusion is destroyed. Smriti here, labdva. What does labdva mean? What does labdva mean? Ananda. You're a Sanskrit scholar. Labdva. Yes, I regain my memory. Nashta moha smritira labdva tat prasada. And what, for what reason? How did he gain his memory back? Yeah, tat prasada. Maya chuta, by you, achuta. And what is? How do we know that Arjuna actually got free from illusion and regained his memory, who he actually was in relation to Krishna? Nashta moha smritira labdva tat prasada maya chuta stitosmi gata sandeha smritosmi stitosmi stito. What does stita mean? Bhakti Devi, do you know what stita means? Stita pragyasya ka brasha. What's that?
Stita, situated self.
Yeah, situated. Stable. Nishta is the same thing. Nishta, sta, at the end. Stita. Stita and nishta come from the same root. Stita, now I'm situated. Nashto moha smritir labdva tat prasada mayachuta stitosmi, I am situated. Gata sangeham. That's not right. Gata means to go. Sandeha, all doubts. Oh, got the sandeha. Sandeha means doubts. So now I'm situated. And part of the situation was got the sandeha, all his doubts were removed, and then what happened? Karishe Vachanam Tava.
Then he acted like Krishna wanted.
Yeah, then he was prepared to do what Krishna asked him to do. So that's the reverse. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, we can gain our intelligence again. We see things properly. Then gradually as we practice using our intelligence, Buddha Yoga, then our memory of our actual identity comes back. And then we become free from delusion. As the memory comes back, the fog of illusion goes away. And then there is no more frustration, there is no more attachment, There's no more contemplating the objects of the senses. We simply engage in Krishna's service as Krishna's instrument. So either we go one way, and that will lead us to the lower species of life. We go the other way, that will lead us back to the spiritual world. That's our choice. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Everything's there in the Bhagavad Gita. We may not know who's going to win the next horse race, but we'll know how to get back to the spiritual world at least.
Here in the purport, there are five different stages of suffering mentioned. Pa, pa.
Ba, pa, pa, ma, ba, ba, and ba.
Yes, five.
Yes.
Are these five, synonyms for that five stages which you already mentioned in the class? Avidya, asmita, abhinivesha, dvesha, raga dvesha,
they could be, I haven't thought about it, but there's always a consistency in our philosophy. You know, so you can always, there's probably something there, connection with it, I haven't thought about it.
Why are these five stages, asmita, avidya, mentioned in Shastra?
Throughout the Shastra in different ways, in the third canto, is described as avidya, mahavidya, and some which is the same
Brahma,
thing.
Something.
Yeah, illusion. Same thing. Brahma has created these five things at the beginning of creation. Mm. In the third canto, it says in a different, slightly different Sanskrit.
Mm.
But in Prabhupada's lectures, mentions this also.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.